It is now possible to buy a watch or clock that synchronizes itself with the United States Naval Observatory. More than 50 clocks at the Naval Observatory measure the frequency emitted by atoms of the metallic element cesium. These atomic clocks measure to within 1 second every 1.4 million years. In fact, our ability to measure time is more accurate than the stability of the Earth. A leap second is added to the clock in many years because ocean tides are causing the Earth to turn slightly slower. Humankind first measured the time of day with sundials, but sundials were usable only on sunny days. In ancient Rome, lawyers would be scheduled to speak in the forum antemedium, before the sun reaches its highest point, or postmedium, after the sun reaches its highest point. Today, the abbreviations AM and PM reflect this practice. The first mechanical clocks in Europe had no numbers. Most people couldn't read, and the technology to create a clock face was not initially in place. Clocks could count out the hour by ringing a large bell high in a tower. The term o'clock is a contraction for of the clock. The Romans borrowed the seven-day week from the Hebrews. The week is associated with the Old Testament, where God created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. The Romans once had an 8-day week, but shortened their week when they adopted Christianity. Our months correspond with the phases of the moon. A full moon occurs every 27 days, but in time we have adjusted the calendar in order to make 12 months equal to the solar year.